good morning. It is a Friday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the headline this morning, Joe Biden urges patience. President Trump lies about count. Joe Biden gained ground on President Trump in Georgia and Pennsylvania, says the New York Times, but his lead diminished in Arizona. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Donald Trump stepped to the podium and made a frontal attempt to undermine the vote. It was at the same time both shocking and utterly to be expected, says the Associated Press this morning. The president had spent months laying the groundwork for such a moment. He had repeatedly questioned the validity of mail-in ballots, and he dismissed election officials from Democratic states and cities as political hacks. It was quite something to hear it happen, Alan. I heard it live last night when the president came on, and it wasn't too long after that NPR broke away and many of the networks broke away to explain that the president was lying.
Well, look, it's very important that people know the facts. And it is very important that people hear for themselves what this guy has to say. Look, he is off the rails because he is losing, and he's going to lose. At least that's what the prognosticators are saying. We're down to 400-something votes, as we spoke earlier this morning. And it's just a matter of time until that overtaking happens in Georgia. Pennsylvania is also getting closer. If he loses either of those, the president loses, and he knows it, and he's desperate, and he knows that if he loses, what's going to happen is that he's going to face a huge number of criminal and civil trials and, frankly, tribulations, so that this is going to be a tough time for him, and he knows it, and he's acting out. Now, David, from the very beginning, you and I talked about how the demographics in the United States were changing. And that when you add up the black and brown and other votes, you end up with a slight majority. It's going to happen. It is happening. And this election is a reflection, David, of that. This is the last great push by, frankly, white men who are afraid of what is happening and what is overtaking them. And it is still not by any means an even fight, because a lot of people who are in the demographic class, which doesn't vote or hasn't voted up to now had to be energized in order to get into it. And so it is very, very close. I had dental surgery yesterday, and it hurt. So here I was between the dental surgery and watching these returns. It wasn't a pleasant day, that's for sure.
Yeah, and election officials are worried about the unpleasantness and safety of their staffs amid protesters responding to President Donald Trump's claims that fraud is happening. We saw in Michigan protesters saying, stop the count, and then in Arizona, count the votes.
Yeah. In other words, Trump is a man of personal convenience. If in Arizona he thinks you should be counting because he may win, then you say that. In the places where you're going to lose, you say, stop the count. So, you know, he is what he is. Look, we've all known that for a long time. And many, many Americans respond to that kind of thing. I mean, I still can't get over the idea that this is a guy who talked about how he could grab women by the private parts. And that still, with that said, there are women who vote for him. There are a lot of men who vote for him, because this is the last wall that separates sanity and insanity in this country.
From Politico this morning, stung by their party's dispiriting showing at the polls Tuesday, two moderate House Democrats say they and other centrists are privately discussing a plan that was unthinkable just 24 hours earlier, throwing their support behind a challenger to Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Well, look, the news was not good for the Democrats. They lost some people in the House. They're still in control of it. But it didn't go well for Nancy Pelosi's leadership. And there will be people who will say she should not be reelected. I think she's done a terrific job, and that she has stood up in a way to Donald Trump that is exemplary. Nevertheless, I'm not a congressman. We'll see. If I were there, I'd vote for her in a New York second.
Assuming Biden holds and wins, is he going to be able to work with this divided Senate?
Look, it's not that equally divided. It's very, very close. We're talking about a couple of votes. Biden is a moderate and will have the ability to deal with the Senate. He was a senator himself. He knows the byways of how to do it. He knows that there are things that the Republican Senate will want, especially if Trump is not the president, and he's a Democratic president, and he'll be able to negotiate. That puts him in deep contrast with somebody like Donald Trump.
Your Governor Andrew Cuomo chose to speak with you yesterday to talk about the election. Obviously, he talked about the divided nation, but he went right at the Electoral College. He said, we really should have a popular vote. Why does my vote count less than someone in Georgia?
Well, he's right. But by the time you got done fixing it the way that he wants it fixed, and I'm all for it, believe me. You know, this was the original compromise that was made in the beginning so that the small states would sign on to the Constitution and to the country. So now we in the bigger states want to redo. It'll be very difficult to happen. The people who listen to WAMC are wildly in favor of reform of the Electoral College. I'm with them. On the other hand, it seems to me it's going to be a formidable task to make that happen. What's going to happen is that the demographics of the country are going to continue to evolve, and it really will not be as necessary as you might think. But on the other hand, anybody who cares about fairness, you know, why should somebody's vote in a small state count for more than my vote or your vote, David?
Absolutely. And if it's a true democracy, shouldn't it be the decision of the majority? And the cities and those places are where most of the people are.
As I have said on WAMC many times, should schmud. That's exactly right. It should be. And there's no question that what you've just said is fair and correct. Nevertheless, that was a sin that we had to live with from the very beginning. And now let's see what people will decide to do about that. I doubt that if you're in Rhode Island or one of the small states, you're going to be wildly enthusiastic about it.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.